Hello, everybody, and happy Tuesday to all you out there watching on Valley Live and MLB TV. That's Clover Park in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida, set of tonight's FSL ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Daytona Tortugas, or the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Tonight, game one of a six-game series for you. First pitch coming up shortly at 6:10. Welcoming to the broadcast booth now, Adam McDonald, Jake Kirker. Thanks so much. We're happy to be back here. We're in the midst of 12 games in 13 days. Jake, Mets came off a big win on Sunday, 8-2 over the Tampa Tarpons, which meant the St. Lucie Mets won a series, 4 games out of 6.
We get to right be back here at Clover Park. I mean, what more could you not want? The Mets are playing some great baseball right now. The pitching staff has been really good. The hitting has been really good. And one guy that's been really good is Marco Vargas as well. He's been excellent at the plate for the Mets. It was big yesterday.
Yeah, Vargas 4-for-5 with the home run on Sunday. He now leads the Florida State League in batting average and on base percentage. Earlier today, Marco spoke with Jake for the pregame show. We thank Marco for taking time out of his day to speak with Jake for the pregame show. Mets have taken the field. National Anthem has just wrapped up at Clover Park as the Mets and Daytona Tortugas get to renew their Florida State League East Division rival. These two teams have really battled it out the last few years. Mets dominated 2022. Daytona really good against the Mets 23-24. And now they are meeting for the first of, get this, 30 games this season. 132-game schedule. Mets and Tortugas going to play 30 times tonight, game one of a six-game series. Both teams are 8-7, one game out of first place behind Palm Beach in the FSL East Division, so this is a big early test for both sides. Mets starting pitcher is Nate Doan, coming off a really good outing last week against Tampa, in which he went 5 innings and gave up just 1 hit and 1 run, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts, got the win, longest outing by a Mets pitcher this year. For Daytona, it'll be Kyle Henley leading off and playing center. Carlos Sanchez, the reigning FSL Player of the Week, bats second. He's at third. Alfredo Duno, top-ranked prospect on the Daytona team, hits third. Sammy Stafura back. He bats cleanup. Moon, Pineda, Graham, McChrystal, and Leonis round out starting nine for the Tortugas. As for Mets defense behind Dome, Jake will spin you around the diamond.
In the outfield here for St. Lucie, Jairo Cuevas back on a rehab assignment. A.J. Ewing in center, Jonathan Henriquez in right. And then from the infield from third to first, it's Colin Houck, Marco Vargas, Jeremy Rodriguez, and Trace Wilhoit. And then your battery, of course, is Dome and Jairson Gutierrez catching behind the plate.
That's how the Mets stack up. Now we are ready for baseball. Game one of this series, game seven of this 12-game homestand. Mets went 4-2 last week against Tampa. Now they will try to get off to a good start tonight against Daytona. First pitch from Nate Dome is on the way. It's swung on and missed by Henley, and we are underway. First pitch right on time at 6:10, 77 degrees, and mostly cloudy at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Dome, 0-1, hits the outside corner at 94. It's nothing and two. Our home plate umpire tonight, Nathaniel Rodriguez. O2 pitch from Dome, and it's fouled away. Base umpire Bryce Bobeldyke. So these umpires new for the Mets this year in this series. Have not had this blue crew before. You know the deal. Every game's a challenge game now. O2 pitch. It's swung on and missed. Good slider from Dome, and he strikes out Kyle Henley to start tonight's affair.
And Dome, who had one of his best starts his last time out, gets off to a good start here in this one with a great slider that breaks away and picks up a strikeout to start the inning.
Now the red-hot Carlos Sanchez, the reigning Florida State League Player of the Week. Tortugas went 4-2 last week at home against the Jupiter Hammerheads. Takes a ball outside at 95. Sanchez went 10 for 20 with three doubles, a homer, 9 RBI last week. Hit a grand slam in the opener. 1-0 pitch, and he will fly this one into center field. Tracing back is A.J. Ewing. He's underneath, makes the catch for out number two.
Two up, two down. Always nice to get a quick out off a couple of pitches. Keep that pitch count down. See if Dome can now finish off the inning here in a 1-2-3 fashion.
And now Alfredo Duno, just 19 years old, catcher. Spent a lot of time in Daytona last year as an 18-year-old, so back for more. First pitch, slider away, ball one. Pitch, low for ball two. Mets this season here at Clover Park, 5-4. Daytona on the road for the second time this season. A 2-4 record, those six games over in Clearwater. 2-0 pitches, a broken bat flare up the middle. That's going to die in the grass for a single. And Duno picks up a two-out base hit. Sounds like it cost him a bat, but in exchange for a hit.
It's a trade you're always willing to take if you're the batter. Good pitching there by Dome continued, but just a better sequence there from Duno. A good swing when you get that ball into the outfield.
Now Sammy Stafura, another top 10 prospect in the Reds organization. Number 8 in the pipeline rankings. First pitch to him, a strike. Kind of a surprise that Stafura is back. He was a really good player last year, just 20 years old. Second round pick by the Reds in 2023. 0-1 pitch, and Stafura takes it for a strike. Remember him from last year, he came in and right away was excellent against St. Lucie. And that's cooled him off towards the end of the season, but he had 283 across 16 games against the Mets. A lot of familiar faces in this Daytona lineup as time is called by Gutierrez. Oh, and two, two outs. Runner on first, just underway in the top of the first inning. No two pitch. That's a slider down for ball one. Runner goes. Pitch is fouled away. Duno will have to make the turn and come back. He did not have a very big lead. You wouldn't think a big-bodied catcher would be running, but he was. Duno, one stolen base in his 13 games so far. Domes 1-2, a check swing foul. That one. Oh, we have catcher's interference. That's rough for Gutierrez, who's down in a heap.
E2.
And the bat caught him and cost him an error.
Unfortunate there. Gutierrez trying to do his job and making sure that ball stays right into his glove, just gets it out a little bit too much and ends up not only with an error, but is shaken up on the play. Hopefully he's okay, and the Mets are able to work around it.
And the Mets only two catchers on the roster, and Gutierrez and Perozzo don't need any of the two going down. So after it was two up, two down, some work to do here for Nate Dome after a single and the error. Michael Albunia, the associate trainer, out to take a look. Thing appears to be all right with Diverson. As Bernard Moon is now scheduled to hit. Moon just hitting 152 in 12 games. Early opportunity for Daytona as Dome delivers a pitch. That's a slider away for ball one. Line drive out of play. Tardy on a fastball. Dome hitting 96 on the radar gun. That's his high velocity in the season so far. He was low 90s his first couple of starts, but he started to ramp it up here. Start number four. In the high 90s when he was at Mississippi State. That's drafted him out of that school in last summer's draft, third round. The slider misses, and it's 2-1.
It's a really good slider from Dome, down and away in the zone, but good job by Moon to lay off of that pitch.
2-1, it's high for ball three. Big secondary leads for Duno at second and Stafura on first, and now Moon is in a real hitter's count. Dome trying to avoid loading the bases here, retiring the first two hitters without issue. A pickoff move. Rodriguez at second, nowhere close to the bag. That's why Duno is able to move so far off. The 3-1 pitch is fought off foul, and it's a full count. And now Duno and Stafura will be taking off. Dome about to throw his 20th pitch of the inning.
Unfortunately, this inning has kind of spiraled on the Mets a little bit after the base hit from Duno and then the catcher's interference. It's extended it a little bit longer than they would have liked, but still a chance to end it with a good quality pitch here.
The payoff, and Moon will float it into center field. Ewing spies it, makes the catch, and the side is retired. So some two-out trouble for Dome, but he strands a pair, puts up a zero in the top of the first when we return. That's Swing the Sticks for the first time tonight. back at Clover Park. Let's meet the Mets starting lineup for game one of this series against Daytona. Jeremy Rodriguez going to lead off and play second. Colin Houck hits second. Vargas third. Ewing cleanup. That's a really good duo right there. Vargas and Ewing, top two hitters in the league right now. Gutierrez fifth. Trey Snyder sixth. Will Hoyt, Cuevas, and Enriquez round out the Mets nine. The order, and they are going up against David Lordui, a 21-year-old right-handed pitcher from Colombia. Lordui faced the Mets one time last year and returns to Daytona at the start of this year. And this will be his fourth start of the season. He's been getting better. 0-1 record of 4.09 ERA. And here's Jeremy Rodriguez, ninth youngest player in single A. He takes a fastball for a strike, and he's going to challenge on the very first pitch a Mets hitter will see.
We'll see how this one plays out. Don't know if I love the early challenge. That's a full ball in.
Full ball in on the first pitch of the at-bat. That's a very poor challenge by Rodriguez, and now the Mets down to one the rest of the game. Never liked the first pitch challenge, Jake. Just don't care for it. That pitch in for a strike at 91.
And how many times have we mentioned it, the importance of using it on those leverage type of pitches where you're either maybe saving yourself a strikeout, stealing a strikeout.
Certainly the Mets' next challenge has to come in a spot you just mentioned. One and two from Lordui, and Rodriguez rolls it over right side. The first baseman, Graham, will pick it up, peel off to first himself. And that is out number one in the home first. And Colin Houck should be well rested. He and AJ both through that long game Saturday night, 12 innings, both playing a critical part. Got Sunday off, and of course the league-wide off day Monday. First pitch, slider for a strike.
You get a little bit of time off, get to reset here.
Lays off that slider. I always love that Monday off day. Just like clockwork, every Monday. Take a break. Did you have a good off day, Jake?
I did.
1-1 pitch, and Houck will take the slider for a strike. You tell... care to tell the listening audience what you did?
Oh, I just kind of relaxed. Worked on a couple of Mets things, too.
God. No, Jake. Off day, off day. We found out last week, you know, Tampa came in that back-to-back road trips at Fort Myers and then coming straight here. They worked out here on Monday off day. They lost 4-6 as Houck goes down swinging a pitch way out of the zone. I learned to enjoy those off days, Jake.
I do, but you know, I also, as you know, and all of our viewers know, I do enjoy being here and
you do.
Being at Clover Park. So I enjoy working on this stuff. And listen, I'll go overboard. Don't worry.
All right. It's a postscript on that Houck at bat. That last pitch was in the strike zone. As Marco Vargas takes a ball outside. Well, Marco, you heard him in the pregame show. Playing really well right now. 4-for-5 Sunday with the home run. It's hitting .438 on the season. Top hitter in the league. So it's .461 on base, tops in the league. By himself in a 2-0 count after two pitches from Lordui. Now 3-0. A great eye. A 19-year-old won't chase. Makes the pitcher earn it. Lordui's 3-0, high strike. And Vargas will hit one up the middle. That's going to get through for a base hit. Four-hit game on Sunday, and Marco with the hit in his first try tonight. You're hot, you're hot.
That's a perfect example of why Vargas has been so hot. He gets behind in the count. Takes a couple of strikes, but stays patient, gets another good pitch in the same spot, and drives it right back up the middle. Good clean swing.
It wasn't about the same spot as the strike he took. So, A.J. Ewing has been a two-out RBI machine this year. another well-rested player after his great game on Saturday night. Three hits, three stolen bases, the walk-off winner. The Mets found a way offensively to score eight runs without him on Sunday. Vargas a big part of that. He finds himself in a 2-0 count after two pitches. Now both pitchers two up, two down, but now work to do for Lord Dewey. Dome was able to get through it. Pitch. Vargas starts and stops. It's a high for ball three. And reading the Daytona game notes put together by the great Tortugas broadcaster Brennan Mentz, great nugget. Daytona's pitching staff has had real trouble with two outs in an inning this year. As this ball's grounded out to second, the flip with the glove by Moon. And no two-out trouble here. So we played a scoreless inning. To start tonight's game, we'll go to the second at Clover Park. Beautiful night for baseball. They've all been beautiful. This is our 10th home game of the season out of 66 total we're going to have. So we've enjoyed the good weather. It is dry, though. Very dry. And because of that, unable to shoot off fireworks the first two Saturdays. Eastmith Pineda, slow start this season, but coming on recently. He's had a good career against the Mets. He will take ball one, correction, strike one from Nate Dome. Worked around some two-out issues in the first inning. Now is one away, and it's nothing in two.
I do hope we get a little bit of rain, not when we're playing baseball, so we can shoot off some fireworks on Saturday, because if you haven't been to Clover Park for a Saturday fireworks show, you're missing out.
Ball has popped out of play, and if you can't make it, you're watching somewhere on this planet, Earth, on Earth Day, we do bring it to you on the broadcast.
We do.
Stick around. Oh, let's go through the rain chances this week, shall we? After this 1-2 pitch from Pineda. To Pineda. And he strikes out on the fastball. 96 on the radar gun from Nate Dome. Picks up his second strikeout of the young evening. Well, here is the weather forecast. Today, 17% chance of rain. We're good to go. Tomorrow, 9%. Thursday, 18%. Friday, 4%. Saturday, 5%. Sunday, 7%. So,
not great.
Not great for fireworks. Great for on-time baseball. And uninterrupted baseball. Carter Graham, 0 for 1. Or rather, 0-1 count. Now 0-2 count as he fouls a piece of that off. And Nate Domes has done a good job throwing strikes here. 18 of his 26 pitches in the zone coming right at these guys.
That's what the pitching staff has preached all season long. Throw strikes.
0-2 pitch. Slider belted into center field. It'll skip out to Ewing. And Graham expecting strike, got one. Knocks it up the middle, and that pitch too much of the plate. The 0-2 count.
And as much as we preach throwing strikes, and it is very important, but when you have an 0-2 count, that's one Dome probably wanted to get a little more out of the zone to try and induce that swing and miss. Good job by Graham to get a good swing off on it.
Dome in and out of the strike zone with that slider in the first inning, so still trying to find it consistently. Comes back with the fastball at the knees to Ryan McChrystal. McChrystal, a draft pick by the Reds last year, out of East Carolina in the ninth round. Came to Daytona late. Dome, the pitch home, and it's fouled off at 95. So again, right at these hitters with the fastball, jumping ahead. Now we'll see if he can finish Ms. Crystal off. Curious to see the pitch selection and the location.
Let's see if he can make that adjustment. Expect this one a little more out of the zone on a breaking ball.
Well, right back at him with the hard fastball at 96. It is good to see the uptick in velocity for Dome. I knew it was there based on the scouting reports and what he did in college. Very aggressive tonight. Oh, with the changeup.
I thought those were two pretty good pitches. Fastball just a little bit high in the zone. It's where you want it on an 0-2 count, and a changeup outside. Just good patience there from McChrystal.
Fastball, foul tip for strike three. McChrystal goes down swinging. This time able to get that elevated fastball by, high out of the zone. Third strikeout for Dome through eight batters. With Graham on first base, we come to the nine hitter, Luis Leonis. First pitch to him, he's late on a fastball at 93. No score, two outs, runner on first in the top of the second. Dome's fastball just missed. Gutierrez trying to bring that back in. If he challenged, he would have won. He's in the strike zone, but again,
got it down to one challenge already.
Pick your spots. 1-1, too high. Think about, well, with Dome right now, if you're Gutierrez, you have to understand you have a pitcher who, despite falling behind here 2-1, really throwing a lot of strikes. So do you really need to use the challenge system to help him out? I think right now, with the way he's pitching, he can be relied upon to find the zone. 2-1 pitch, and it's a push bunt foul. I mean, how many times over the years with the challenge system have we seen a catcher try to aid a struggling pitcher, can't find the strike zone, just challenge one out of desperation? I don't think that's going to be the case with Dome here tonight.
Especially in the situation the Mets are in with one challenge remaining, you do not want to use that challenge unless you are confident.
2-2 pitch. Strike three. Leonis down looking. Nate Dome strikes out the side in the second inning. Four strikeouts, first time through the order. Coming right at these hitters tonight. Mets will send Diverson Gutierrez, Trey Snyder, and Trace Woolhoy to the plate against Lord Dewey. Lord Dewey pitching around a two-out single by Vargas in the first inning. The Mets and Tortugas are both 8-7 on the year, coming off 4-2 series wins last week. Both at home, Mets against Tampa, Daytona against Jupiter. Last year, Daytona won the second half. Or correction, Daytona was the wild card, right? Didn't Palm Beach won both halves?
They did.
Daytona was the second best team in the second half. They got to go to the playoffs where they were promptly wiped out by Palm Beach. And now both teams one game behind Palm Beach entering tonight's game. It's tight through 15 games in the 66-game first half as Gutierrez fouls one away. By the way, Palm Beach and Jupiter playing each other for the first time this year. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium neighbors playing six this week. Gutierrez uses the timeout. So, it's a divisional week in the Florida State. One-one, down and away on the slider. Two balls and a strike. Mets will be at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for the first of a million times next week. 2-1 pitch. It's a bouncer to third, picked shin high by Sanchez. He fires across and beats Gutierrez by half a step.
And the Mets do get to go down to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium quite a few times. They'll be familiar with that ballpark as we get throughout the season, but you know, those are the fun divisional games, and right now with how close the division is, they're going to mean a lot. Some tense games.
Snyder takes a strike. Hey, you look at Palm Beach in first place at 9-6, Daytona, St. Lucie 8-7, one back, Jupiter 7-8, two back. That's the East Division right now. This ball is fouled away by Snyder. Over in the West, Clearwater 9-6 in first place, Fort Myers 8-7, one back. Dunedin, Lakeland, Tampa, tied for third at 7-8, two back. Bradenton, 5-10, four out. So the 10 teams in the Florida State League, they're all within four games of each other. This ball on the comebacker hits Lord Dewey. He fires high but saved by Graham. And all the time in the world to get Snyder and almost over through his first baseman. Back of the hamstring, it looked like.
Snyder got to hit it up the middle, but just ran into the pitcher, LeDewey. And unfortunately for him, ends up in a ground out.
Right in the back of the leg for LeDewey. He's okay. With two outs, Trace Woolhoy will foul one away. Saw Trace on Saturday night. A tough day with an error and 0 for 5, 5 strikeouts, but lost in that great win by the Mets was his save on a double play ball, scooping it out of the dirt from first base in extra innings. Like Ewing and Hout down on Sunday, should be well rested. He's behind nothing and two here. Lord Dewey coming right at him. And there's a slider for strike three. Three pitch strikeout and a 1-2-3 inning for Lord Dewey. We've played two, and Dome and Lord Dewey have traded zeros. yes, the PGA golf course right down the street. They had a big tournament coming up in the next couple of weeks. So we'll force the crew to play elsewhere. We'll find a place. Don't you worry.
I saw that. You got the signs out there. I live over in the PGA complex down there. They're saying I should expect delays.
Oh, make sure you get to work on time, Jake.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that.
Or your parking spot might not take. Somebody parked in Jake's spot today.
They did.
Come on. You got the tag and everything for your exact numbered space, and they still wedge themselves in there. You wanted to know what to do about it. I said, well, ram it. Ram the car.
Although, wasn't that mean?
Dome back to work. Back to the top of the lineup. Kyle Henley. He struck out to start the game, and Henley's going to try to drop down a bunt. That's the second time Tortugas have tried to bunt their way on. Both times they fouled it away.
No, Adam, you were so kind to ask about my off day on Monday. I haven't got a chance to ask you. How was your off day on Monday?
Hot and cold, Jake. Half it was spent working. The other half was spent in the golf course. And the golf course, I'd say 80% of the time was good. The last 20% I'd like to forget. Check swing. Looked like he might have gone too far. On appeal? Yes, he did. Bryce Bobeldyke, base umpire tonight, rings up Henley. And that is now three consecutive strikeouts for Dome. And five of the first 10 batters have gone down with strikeouts.
Just really good stuff from Dome. Continued with the sequencing, where he's placing his pitches. There's a reason he is up to five strikeouts already into the third inning.
Now round two against the FSL Player of the Week, Carlos Sanchez. Sanchez waves half-heartedly at this. Sanchez is on a 10-game hit streak. Longest hit streak in the Florida State League this year. He's reached base safely in all 13 games, but he's 0 for 2 against Dome tonight. Four consecutive strikeouts for Dome.
And he has already tied his season high from his last outing at six strikeouts.
Six strikeouts and 2 2/3. Here's Duno as the only hit. He takes a strike. Again, Dome just coming right at these guys. He's not messing around. Just jumping ahead of almost every batter. Slider picks the corner. At the knees, nothing in two.
The Tortugas are going to need to be more aggressive if they want a chance to try and get to Dome with how aggressive he has been.
Feels like they're living in an 0-2 count. And he will step off. And a pitch clock violation. You have to remember that with the bases empty, a step off does not restart the clock.
Automatic ball.
So it's an automatic ball. Pitches outside. The only way to really be saved is for the catcher to run out and use up a mound visit. The step off with the bases empty will not reset the clock. 2-2 on Duno, and that is strike three. He thinks about the challenge but won't. Nate Dome strikes out the side for the second straight inning. Seven strikeouts through three innings for the ready for Mississippi State. That's a bat in the bottom of the third. No score. Well, that automatic ball called on Nate Dome, that spoiled the chance for a rarity, an immaculate inning. It was that close to being 9 pitches, 9 strikes, 3 strikeouts. But I don't think I can recall an immaculate inning attempt spoiled by a pitch clock violation. It's a shame, but
unfortunate.
Yeah, still 5 straight batters have struck out. Now the Mets will have Yohairo Cuevas, our old buddy from last year, rehabbing. MILB rehab assignment, hamstring. A very athletic player. We've had a lot of rehabs this year, both of the minor and major league type. Jeff McNeil, 4-for-4 for Binghamton on Sunday. He moved his rehab up to Double A halfway through last week. There's a strike, and it's 2-1. Cuevas waits on the 2-1 pitch and skies it into center field towards Henley. Jogging to his right, makes the catch. And Lord Dewey has retired 5 straight. It's a 2-out Vargas hit. Cuevas last year, 113 games in St. Lucie. Also spent some time with St. Lucie in 2023 as well. Come to the 9-man in the order, and it's Jonathan Henriquez, and he will swing over the top of a slider for strike one.
Cuevas' biggest hit in the St. Lucie Met probably came on the July 4th game. Walk-off in the ninth.
Against the Tortugas. He also scored the winning run on opening night last year against Daytona. Scoring from third on a sac fly as Henriquez strikes out. I think Daytona still contends that Cuevas left way too early. They appeal to no avail. Now, these pitchers right now are in a duel. It's early, just the third inning, but both sides not been able to square up either as Rodriguez looks at strike one. Lord Dewey, rocky opening day start. 3 runs in 3 innings. This ball is popped up, but he's allowed 2 runs on 8 hits in his previous 8 innings, and he's rolled that over into tonight's ball game with 3 shutout, giving up just 1 hit, facing 1 over the minimum. The duel will continue with Jake Ricker on the call when we come back. Fourth inning, you know what that means. It's time for Jake Ricker and the play-by-play. But, Jake, I'm going to lead in with this. Jake is the world's biggest Tampa Bay Lightning fan. They play tonight, game one, against the hated Florida Panthers at 8:30. This game, it took only 3 innings in 38 minutes. So we are on a wonderful pace to get you to that game at 8:30. So, you know.
We are.
Did I just jinx it? Probably.
Knock on wood. Nate Dome right back out there in a first pitch fly ball just beyond the infield underneath it and making the catch is Marco Vargas. Well, Adam, it looked like you did.
Pace of play. And Nate Doan, the six straight strikeouts. Well, that comes to an end, but for the efficiency standpoint, one pitch, one out.
And now we'll face off against Moon here for the Tortugas. He's 0 for 1 so far with a fly out in the first inning. First pitch from Doan, flown into shallow right field, and Riquez will make the catch. And it's two pitches, two outs.
We saw last week on a Tuesday night, the Tampa Tarpons make three outs on three pitches against Hoss Brewer to end the ball game. Different circumstances with the Mets up 11 at the time. This ensures you won't strike out if you put the first pitch in play.
Doan fires this one in for a strike, and yet taking this one likely all the way.
Could have thrown probably 75 fastball right down the middle, and he has to take it.
It doesn't want a three-pitch inning. Doan set on the 0-1, and here's a line drive in a left field. This is going to get down for a base hit. And taking a big wide turn at first is Pineda, but he's back in, and it's a single here to start the inning.
Well, that might be the biggest applause of the night from the Silver Slugger crowd, the hustle by Cuevas in the gap to prevent a double. We know Cuevas, maybe his strength is his throwing arm, and it's wise move by Pineda not to test it.
Strong arm playing left field today. We're not grateful to have Cuevas there to hold it to just a single. Two outs in the inning, and Graham at the plate now for Daytona. And Graham takes this one high for a ball. Didn't look like it missed by much.
It didn't miss at all.
And a challenge here.
I think this is going to be a win.
A little feedback from the microphone as we await to see the challenge here. It looks pretty good. The Mets, if they did lose this challenge, would be out of challenges. So you need it to be a good one, and it is. So they win the challenge and overturns it into strike one.
Still a risky challenge, down to one challenge in the very first pitch of the at-bat.
Doan set in the 0-1. Swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Well, at least with that one, it's a win. And you don't have to worry about it being out of challenges. But you are right, using it so early in the count or in the at-bat can often be risky. Paid off that time. 0-2 to Graham. One will come set. Long hole tears. Now the pitch outside, 1-2. Doan, 7 strikeouts already in this game, looking for his 8th. 2 outs and a runner on first. Trying to work around a 2-out single from Pineda. Timeout here after Doan stepped off, and that time it does stop the pitch clock because we have a runner on first. 1-2 pitch, and it's a fly ball into center field. AJ Ewing racing back. He's not going to get there. It's to the track. He cuts it off. Relay throw on its way. It will not be in time, and the first run is in for the Tortugas. Nita crosses the plate from first to home. And just like that, after an excellent start to this game for Doan, Graham is able to knock in an RBI base hit. And now Luis Rivera is headed out to the mound to check out on Doan. Doan quickly waving him off, but they're going to take a look at him anyway. I sure didn't see anything that would indicate an issue. Juliana Mangano, the trainer for the St. Lucie Mets, taking a look at Dome Tan. He says he's okay, and we're set to go once more. So Daytona strikes first here, taking a 1-0 lead off a line drive in a left field by Carter Graham.
Yeah, it was five straight strikeouts and then a pop out and a fly out on two pitches. Give credit to the Tortugas. Two outs on two pitches, still score run in the inning.
Here's McChrystal. He swings and misses at the first pitch from Dome, and it's 0-1.
And that is one of the things you live with if you're a pitcher just continuing to pummel the strike zone. Is, you know, the batters are ready to hit as well. They can connect on a couple, and before you know it, a run is in.
A one pitch gets away from Gutierrez. And that will advance Graham down to third base on a wild pitch. And now the inning can take a turn quickly after two outs on two pitches. And now it's a 1-0 lead for the Tortugas, and they have a second run 90 feet away. One pitch. Swung on and missed.
Well, he got McChrystal on a similar pitch on a strikeout in the second, no question. He's just trying to climb the ladder again, either right at the top of the strike zone or just above it.
Dome comes set. And the 1-2. Ground ball off the pitcher's mound, fielded by Vargas. He fires across to first. It's in time. And that will end the inning. The Tortugas do get one across. They lead 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Back here at Clover Park as we get set for the bottom of the fourth. Mets now trailing by one. And Colin Houck will lead it off for St. Lucie to try and look and even up the score.
Lord Dewey's been pitching well. His last 10 innings now has only allowed three hits across three starts. So let's see how the Mets offense adjusts. Second time through and down a run.
First pitch to Houck is in the dirt and taken for ball one. Well, the Tortugas were finally able to get to Dome in the fourth inning. We'll see if St. Lucie can get to Lord Dewey. 1-0 pitch, and this is taken for a strike just at the knees.
And even though the Mets gave up the first run there, I think it was big that they stranded a runner on third.
And a swing and a miss by Houck. Count moves to 1-2. Yeah, very easily could have been a 2-0 game, and with the way this one has been going in the pitching duel, that second run can be extremely costly in the long run. Let's, however, keep it to just one. Houck fouls it off. And he'll stay alive here at 1-2. is set, and the 1-2 pitch. Houck swung on and missed for strike three.
Verdugo's got him twice with that slider. Right at the top of the zone each time.
Well, here comes Marco Vargas to the plate. He has the only hit so far today for the Mets.
This is the duo right here, Vargas and Ewing. They are 1-2 in the league in hitting.
He takes a first pitch strike fastball that catches the outside part of the plate. Behind here, 0-1. And a ground ball on a broken bat. This one is fielded by Moon. He'll fire to first. It's in time for out number two. That bat just exploded. Ended all the way up down near first base as Graham retrieves it.
That is almost like a clean break on the handle. That was mesmerizing. I was watching that bat, not the ball. That was an odd one. I've seen a lot of broken bats, but that's a strange one right there. It's perfectly cut right on the handle.
We always say you have a broken bat, you at least trade it for a base hit. Marco Vargas does not get that benefit this time. Here's A.J. Ewing now. Takes this pitch outside. And it's 1-0.
9 in a row set down by Lordewey. He's pitching in a great rhythm.
1-0 pitch. And Ewing got a piece of it. And this catch is now 2-0 behind the plate. He's a little shaken up.
The only thing that's gone wrong is that's twice in this inning that a foul ball has caught a piece of his catcher.
He'll take a quick breather. Get set to go once more. 1-1. And right now for the Mets, even if a hit doesn't end up resulting in a run, at least to try and break up the groove of Lordewey. It'd be a 9 in a row retire. He's set in the 1-1 pitch. Ewing ground ball, but foul. Went down the first base side, so we'll do it again. And now it's a 1-2 count. Ball and a strike with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Mets trailing by one. Ewing set, and he fires. And it swung on and missed for strike three. Make it 10 in a row retired. A 1-2-3 inning in the fourth. We'll head on to the fifth with the Mets trailing by one. New pitcher on the mound here for the St. Lucie Mets. It's Irving Cota. He will take over for Nate Dome. Dome finishing at four innings, four hits, one earned run, no walks, and seven strikeouts.
And 59 pitches for Dome. And we'll see him again on Sunday. It might be the reason for the shorter start here. He's due to the start finale of the series as well.
Here's a bunt put down by the Tortugas. Scooped by Houck, firing to first in time. What a play by Colin Houck, charging in from third base on the bunt attempt.
Well, the Tortugas have tried this now three times. Colin was wise to it. He was running in as soon as Leona squared, and he had not a moment to spare. Well done.
Great play from Houck, and now it'll be the top of the order for the Tortugas. Henley is 0-for-2 so far, two strikeouts. And he fouls off the first pitch he sees. And hopefully for Dome, it is that he's going to pitch on Sunday. We did see a potential injury concern. Swing and a miss when Julian Mangano came out and checked on him. But a solid outing nonetheless, and now Cota will look to try and continue it. 0-2 pitch, fouled off. And we just got a piece of that one. Cota set. And the 0-2 on its way. Ground ball, this one to Houck. He fires across the diamond. A diving stop here by Will Hoyt, and that is out number two.
Well, Houck with the short throw on the run last time. Here he goes the other direction, deep at third. Very strong arm, but no question, a big assist from his first baseman, Will Hoyt.
Two away in the inning, and now it'll be Carlos Sanchez. Takes the first pitch fastball outside. Sanchez 0-for-2 so far in today's game. Cota's 1-0, fires high.
Well, the five innings now pitched by the Mets tonight have gotten the first two batters out, four of the five.
This one gets in the strike zone and moves the count to 2-1. And now a high fly ball into center field. A.J. Ewing takes a couple steps to his right, and he'll make the catch for out number three. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Irving Cota as he comes into the fifth. Now we'll head to the bottom of the inning with the Mets trailing by one. Back here at Clover Park as we get set for the bottom of the fifth inning. A new pitcher is on for the Daytona Tortugas, and it is Irvin Machucha will take over here for Daytona. So both starters are out of the game after four innings. Gutierrez's first pitch swung on and missed.
Well, both Lurdui and Dome pitch beauties, didn't they? Lurdui, four innings, a hit, no runs, no walks, five strikeouts, retired 10 in a row, and now Machuca trying to do what Cota did. A nice 1-2-3 inning.
Fly ball from Gutierrez. This one into left field. And making the catch is Henley from center field. Well, that is out number one, and just like Cota, Machuca is off to a quick start. Here's Trey Snyder now. For one so far in this game. Takes a high fastball for ball number one. The biggest difference in this game right now is a 11 in a row retired streak from Daytona, which breaks in here for a strike, and it's 1-1.
And so far what we've seen from now all four pitchers, they all seem like they have their primary breaking ball working.
1-1 pitch, breaks too far outside, and Snyder lays off.
It's the slider for Lurdui and Machuca, and it's the slider for Dome and the curveball for Cota.
Truchka said in the 2-1 pitch, called strike, and a challenge here from Trey Snyder.
He was quick, awfully quick with that. And you have to be. This is going to be so close. This might be our 0.1 inch we've had a couple of times this year.
Right on the corner, it looks like, from our system up here. Oh. It is a strike. So that'll end the day for the Mets when it comes to the challenge department. Man, that is really – we don't get the numbers on when the pitch is in the zone, but it's close.
That was a little more in the zone than I thought it was initially.
0.3 in the zone. 2-2, swung on and missed, and that is strike three and out number two in the inning. So now that is 12 in a row retired.
One thing you can say is the umpire tonight, Rodriguez, has been good, and all the pitchers throwing a lot of strikes. So even though the Mets are out of challenges, maybe it's the type of night where there won't be an ugly miss.
Will Hoyt at the plate for St. Lucie. Swings and misses on a first pitch fastball at 94. Behind 0-1.
These pitchers tonight are just in full attack mode. There's no dancing around.
0-1, and that's fired just on the corner. Will Hoyt quickly behind here, 0-2.
That pitch was almost a full ball outside, so something the Mets are just going to have to deal with tonight.
She's set for the 0-2, and that's fired too high, laid off by Will Hoyt. One, two pitches, swung on and missed for strike three, and that'll end the inning. So the retired streak continues for the Tortugas. Another 1-2-3 inning. We'll head to the sixth here at Clover Park with the Mets down one. game moving right along here at Clover Park. Game one of a six-game series between the St. Lucie Mets and Daytona Tortugas. Mets trail 1-0 as we get set here to start inning number six. Irving Cota back out on the mound for St. Lucie, facing off against Duna, who's 1-for-2 so far today. He takes a first pitch fastball at the knees for a strike. Cota set in the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball. This one is fielded by Vargas on the backhand. Fires across. And that's in time for out number one of the inning.
Man, good range by the left side of the infield today. And really good scoopage at first base by Will Hoyt. He's now scooped three in the last two innings. That ball seemed to come out of Vargas' hand funny. It's like it has a changeup type delivery on it. Tough for Will Hoyt, but made it look easy.
Now this pitch chopped towards the middle. It's going to get through both of Rodriguez and Vargas.
Base
and
hit.
It's a base hit for Sammy Stafura.
Yeah, big bouncer up the middle with that pie slice there. Fielders can't play close to that second base bag. And fortunately for the Mets, not a collision between two of their best players. Almost grateful that ball makes its way through, as opposed to one guy stopping and the other guy ramming into him.
So now it's a one-out base runner here for the Tortugas. Moon at the plate. Daytona trying to extend their 1-0 lead. First, Cota fires in a fastball for a strike. And a challenge here from Daytona. They think this was ball one.
Pretty good from here.
It remains a strike.
Almost a full ball in. Another batter challenging a first pitch. I believe it's the fourth challenge tonight and the third one that has been on the first pitch of an at-bat.
And still only one challenge win in this game. That was by the Mets. So Daytona down to their last challenge of the game. Mets already out. 0-1 the count here to Stafura. The runner on first and one out in the inning. Go to kicks and deals. Line drive caught by Vargas. Snap throw over to first. Will Hoyt is able to knock it down and prevent that ball from potentially getting away.
Yeah, on contact, Stafura took off, but I think he realized as it was approaching Vargas what was going to happen. Good job scrambling back, and good job by Will Hoyt to keep that ball in front of him.
So with two away in the inning, runner on first here is Pineda at the plate. And he grounds the first pitch foul down the third base side.
Now Pineda by far the one of the biggest hits of the game is single in the fourth inning. For two batters in front of him out on the first pitch, so he had to sit there and take a good pitch for strike one. Ended up getting a solid knock and scoring the game's only run.
Cota's 0-1 pitch breaks a little bit too low, and that will even the count at 1-1. Cota comes set. And a pickoff move to first. Will Hoyt snags that one. Almost got away. So after the check on Stafura at first, Cota comes set in the 1-1. And this one is flown high in the air. It'll get into the stands.
Silver Slugger make a play.
Foul ball. Count goes to 1-2. Dakota trying to put Pineda away. On the 1-2. Breaking ball in for a called strike three. Dakota with a great strikeout to end the inning. And the Tortugas leave one stranded. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth. The Mets still trailing by one. Back now here at Clover Park, it's 13 in a row retired for the Daytona Tortugas. St. Lucie will look to try and pick up a hit here in the sixth inning. They trail 1-0.
Jake, I think it's time for Booth Bites and a rally peep.
I love that, a rally peep.
So here it is. Here's tonight's Booth Bite. This is a peep. Look, we had the Easter brunch, so we're going to continue with the Easter theme. This is a Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Flavored peep.
What a combo.
Peeps are very controversial. You know, love them or you hate them.
First pitch here taken by Cuevas for a strike. It's 0-1.
Here goes the rally peep. Dr. Pepper flavor edition.
I'm curious about this because one pitch called strike. It's 0-2 to Cuevas. I'm not a big peep person, but I am a big Dr. Pepper person.
I'll tell you what, my friend. This thing tastes like Dr. Pepper.
Oh, okay.
It does. They did not cheat you on the name.
0-2 pitch fouled off. Cuevas got a piece of it.
Yeah, peep, all it is like a sugar-dusted marshmallow. That's all a peep is. But people love them or they hate them. I'm kind of in no man's land, which is strange. I'm neutral. But this I like. I like this. Maybe I'm a sicko for liking it. But I do like the Dr. Pepper flavor peep.
Adam gives his approval on the Dr. Pepper peep. 0-2 pitch. Taken outside by Cuevas. It's 1-2. Adam, this reminds me of the Dr. Pepper donut that Krispy Kreme had a while back. I tried that, and again, I'm a Dr. Pepper fan. I love donuts. That was not a good combination. Fly ball into left field. It falls right into the glove of Leonis out in left field.
It's one of the better struck balls by the Mets since really Vargas's ground ball single in the first inning. Yeah, you know, Krispy Kreme, every time I go into Publix, I always got them right there. They try to sucker you in by putting them right by the self-checkout line. And they're always doing something, a specialized donut, a holiday donut or a lemonade donut.
Ground ball right to Sanchez, who was playing in and fires to first. And that is out number two in the inning.
Really difficult to be healthy and a good boy. Like, walk up and see, oh, there's a movie-related six-pack of Krispy Kreme donuts right there at the self-checkout.
And you have to try it.
Yeah, you do. Well, you don't, but you do anyways.
Jeremy Rodriguez now at the plate trying to avoid another out for the St. Lucie Mets. They're 15 in a row retired right now.
Yeah, and for the Mets, right now you're fortunate to be down 1-0, and you're also fortunate that Marco Vargas got that hit in the first inning.
This pitch is taken here for a strike.
Otherwise, there'd be some real pressure as this game gets later.
1-1 here to Rodriguez. Pitch on the way, hard ground ball. This right to Moon, he steps and fires. That's in time, and that is now 16 in a row retired. Mets trail by one. We'll head to the seventh here at Clover Park.
Back at Clover Park, this edition of St. Lucie Mets Baseball Speedball Edition continues in the seventh inning. It's still light outside. We've played for 1 hour and 19 minutes, and we're in the seventh inning. Carter Graham has the game's lone RBI, a two-out double. Last time up against Nate Dome, the only really blemish on Dome's night, as Coda takes over in his third inning of work. Tired 6-7. Well, Jake, you might have really outdone yourself this time on your three innings of play-by-play. A rocket to right. On comes Henriquez, and a nice reaching catch. One tailing away the whole way, but he had it lined up. One gone in the top of the seventh. Well, Jake, your middle three innings of play-by-play. Mets hit the only run against them, and nine batters for the Mets and nine outs made by the Mets. So what a way to start the week for you.
Well, listen, it was, you know, not too far off from what you had in your first three innings.
Oh, okay. Swing and a miss. Hey, Daytona didn't score a run on my watch. The Mets got a hit on my watch, so. Well, yesterday you had too much fun on Sunday calling the bulk of the game with the 8-2 win over the Tarpons.
I did.
Ryan McChrystal golfs at one and fouls it away. Heads up Silver Sluggers.
Nobody talks about that part when they ask me, Jake, why do you never have any Mets friends call? I forget about the Sundays. I did try the Dr. Pepper Pete, by the way, in between innings. And
you enjoy it?
It's an interesting combination. I love Dr. Pepper, but I just don't know if it's the right combo.
Not in Pete form. 0-2 pitch, and it's a soft fly towards Henriquez. Jogging in, stumbling around a little bit, but makes the play. To his way this inning, and two outs.
It's pretty much like the Dr. Pepper donut for me. You know? Two good things, they just don't quite work right sometimes. But I'll tell you what is working right is both the pitching staffs for the Mets and the Tortugas. They have been cruising along in this game.
One run for Daytona in the fourth on a two-out double. Daytona out hitting the Mets 5-1. Mets one error in the game on that early catcher's interference. Gutierrez in the first inning, he came out of that okay. Leonis tried to bunt his way on last time. Colin Hout snuffed it out with a nice play. Also struck out in the second, 0-2 from the 9 spot. Now Coda filling up the strike zone. 24 pitches, 20 strikes. Make it 21. Another fly. Henriquez got all three this inning. In short order, we have reached the seventh inning stretch. Daytona leads 1-0. Silver Sluggers out tonight. Might get the Silver Sluggers to bed early this evening. They like fast games. They don't like things drawn out. Well, it's not been the case tonight for sure. But they'd sure like to see the Mets score some runs. Colin Houck 0-for-2, two strikeouts. Those against Lord Dewey, the starter. This is Machuca for his third inning of work, though. First time against Colin. Machuca six up, six down. 16 straight Mets retired. That's the Vargas two-out single in the first inning, and Houck goes too far on that slider.
We always enjoy fast games, but we definitely want some Mets runs here, at least two.
1-0 pitch outside. Two runs might win this game either way. The way it's going, it's been a rapid-fire performance by all the pitchers. 22 pitches for Machuca. He's only throwing six balls. Houck fouls one back. It's almost like all the pitchers have the understanding that the hitters are not having great days out there, so why would we even risk a free pass? Just keep attacking, attacking, attacking.
Why not? Pound the strike zone. And it's been working.
This is a 2-2 count, and those have been few and far between. Looks like every at-bat is over fairly quickly. Machuca's 2-2, and Houck will swing out and miss it. The slider again, down on it for the third time. And he put up a battle compared to most of the hitters in this ballgame tonight. Again, if the Mets are going to come back on a day when the offense just doesn't have it for really either team, Vargas and Ewing, they're going to have to be in the middle of it. And this might be their last chance. Vargas grounds one to first. Graham will pitch it off to Machuca. One pitch, one out. Vargas, who has the Mets only hit, falls to 1-for-3. To 18 Mets in a row retired.
Well, not only has this been a fast-moving game because of all the outs, it's been quick counts, too. We have not had many deep at-bats by either team.
Yeah, how five-pitch at-bat and then a one-pitch at-bat for Vargas, and that's bad broadcaster Matt tells me, two outs on six pitches. Now here is Ewing, 0-for-2. Ground out and a strikeout. That changeup fades outside for ball one. Slider for a strike. Ewing thinks about it, lays off, high fastball, 2-1. Ewing entered the day in the top three in the Florida State League in batting average, RBI, on base, OPS, hits, triples, stolen bases, and total bases. And he's in a 2-2 count now.
It should tell you a lot when you have a guy like A.J. Ewing who comes into this game, as Adam just mentioned, top three in all those categories, and he's 0-2 so far today. And just hasn't, even Marco Vargas, who does have the hit for the Mets so far, 1-3.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Mets down 1-0 in the 7th. Machuca's pitch misses low, and it's a full count. Baseball's a funny game. Last Tuesday, series opener against Tampa, the Mets scored 17 runs. Today, then, one hit through 6 2/3. Payoff to Ewing, and A.J. takes ball 4. He becomes the first base runner since Vargas singled with 2 outs in the first. That'll end the streak of 18 in a row retired by Lortube and Machuca. And now you have the league's leading stolen base man on first. He's got 10 on the season. He had 3 on Saturday. And I think in this point in time, he's got to try to go.
I would agree with you. You wonder how aggressive the Mets will be, but in a game where they have not had base runners at all in this game, you want to take advantage of it when you do.
And he's off on the first pitch. Duno's throw is high, and A.J. is into second as the tying run. Wasted no time. Stolen base number 11 on the year. What a great jump. And that pitch, that tough to handle for a catcher, slider down and away like that.
It's a big one. All you need now is a base hit. And with A.J.'s speed, likely get a good chance to try and score him.
Gutierrez started the season red hot, has cooled off. And he has an excuse me swing, tough play. Charging at third base is Sanchez. The throw is good. And the side is retired. And Gutierrez slams his helmet in frustration. Not the ball he wanted to put in play. So Ewing, the first Met to get into scoring position today, is stranded. And Daytona maintains its 1-0 lead through 7. Rinkota, 3 shutout innings out of the bullpen. He's retired 9 of the 10 he's faced. He'll pitch to the top of the order, Henley, Sanchez, and Duno in the 8th inning. That's down by 1. Difference right now, Carter Graham's 2 out. RBI double in the 4th inning. An inning which saw the first 2 batters retired by Nate Dohm on 2 pitches. Who knew? Five straight set down by Cota. Henley 0-3 from the top spot. Takes a curveball in the dirt for ball 1. And we're not the only ones moving quickly in the Florida State League tonight. Looks like all the games are low scoring and heading into the middle stages. There's everybody starting after us at the 6-10 start. Ground ball deep foul past third. Third base coach Lenny Harris. Good to see Lenny back. We can get a shot of him there. Lenny's been in Daytona a long time. He's a Mets fantasy camp coach. Always good to see him in November down there, the third base coach. He, former Met 2000, and is baseball's all-time leader in pinch hits. 1-1.
And his team also won the first week in Mets fantasy camp. Somebody that he coached.
2-1 pitch. A ground ball to Houck. A rather routine one for Colin. Throw across is good. If our cameraman John there can get a shot of the third base coach for Daytona, we'll show old Lenny Harris.
What if he's got that championship ring on him?
I'm going to guess no.
You get rings when you win the fantasy camp championship.
There's a changeup low. There's Lenny. There he is. Good sport. Always fun to have conversations with him when he's in Daytona or here, coaching for Daytona or those fantasy campers. Can impart a lot of wisdom on the young players. All-time MLB leader in pinch hits. I remember Daytona did a great job pinch hitting against the Mets last year in some critical spots late in games. They learned from the best. The manager for Daytona this year, Willie Harris, in his first year coaching anywhere, former big leaguer, including with the Mets in 2011. Former World Series winner, the White Sox in 05, Willie Harris. 2-2 on Sanchez, the FSL Player of the Week. He's 0-3. Full count tonight.
I have not seen a lot of these from either side. Cota finds himself in one here. I'll expect something in the strike zone.
Payoff. Oh, it slipped in. It's ball four. That's the Mets' first walk of the game. And that will end the streak of six straight retired by Cota, the second base runner against him. Curveball slipped. Sanchez down to first, and Duno comes up as one of the five hits for Daytona. And more importantly, catching this great game. There's a harder curveball in for a strike. It said that epic 12-inning performance without a walk on Saturday, coming off the Friday night 13 walk issue. Line drive snagged by Houck, and he's going to double off Sanchez. That erases the walk real fast. Two outs on one pitch. Is that the spark that the Mets need? Duno hit it on the nose, but Colin makes another play. We're heading to the home eighth, getting late early at Clover Park. see, it's not even dark. Clover Park, we're already in the bottom of the eighth inning. Game screaming along. Duno hit a screamer, 110 off the bat, only to wind up in a double play. That's kind of how things go in this game tonight. By far the hardest ball of the evening. Trey Snyder in to bat against a new pitcher, Cannon. Starts with a slider and a strike. Cannon trying to continue the good work of the Tortuga staff tonight behind Lord Dewey and Machuca. Lord Dewey just one hit, Machuca just one walk. That's the extent of the Mets base runners today. Cannon, a 21-year-old from Columbus, Georgia, southwest part of the Peach State, from Auburn, not that far away, just across the border in Alabama. And he strikes out Snyder on three pitches.
It feels like every pitcher that's come into this game for both teams, really, especially Daytona, has had electric stuff right from the get-go. Three-pitch strikeout.
Cannon, 12th round pick by the Reds last year. This is his fifth game. He has not allowed an earned run. Five total innings and five strikeouts. Now six strikeouts and five and a third. And he starts Will Hoyt with the strike. Will Hoyt, two strikeouts tonight. One looking, one swinging. Will Hoyt takes the slider away. Could be looking at a six-out save situation for Cannon. Breaking ball popped up. That feels like that's one of the rare mistakes of the night for either pitcher. That was a hanging slider, middle. So that kind of night for the hitters, even when you get a meatball right there. Straight back instead of straight over the center field fence. Well, 1-2, fastball, blew it right by at 95. Wasn't going to make that mistake again with the slider. Will Hoyt strikes out for the third time. Two quick outs, both on strikeouts. It's now 10 strikeouts for Daytona's pitching staff tonight against just one walk.
And both those last two pitches to Will Hoyt right down the middle, except the big change in speed throws his timing off.
Cuevas, 0-for-2 in his return to action in his first game on the rehab assignment. Fly out to center and then a sharp line out to left. That probably the hardest hit ball of the day for St. Lucie. Hit one home run last season for the Mets. Did have a couple of dramatic plays that Jake mentioned earlier against the Tortugas. Did check his swing. It's a ball and a strike.
Are we in treat for another? Would it be as dramatic? Still some time left for the Mets, but getting late.
1-1 pitch, and Cuevas drives it deep to right field. Does it have the height? No, but it's down off the track and over the wall. It's a double. A ground rule double for Yohairo Cuevas.
Well, ask and you shall receive. Cuevas, a nice line drive into right field. And, man, this one, if it had a little more height to it, it might have gone out but falls short. But a huge opportunity for the Mets here. Even with two outs, they've got a runner in scoring position.
Middle of the track. Over the wall. It's the Mets' second hit, their first one since the third batter of the night, Vargas. For the second straight inning, Mets have the tying run in scoring position with two outs. And this is where Daytona has struggled. Two outs in an inning. Five home runs, 30 RBI, and 37 walks given up by Daytona pitching with two outs and a bouncer. Out over the mound, the second baseman, Moon, makes the play. Retires Henriquez. Now one pitch after the double. Moon helps get his pitcher Cannon out of it. And the Mets strand Cuevas in scoring position. To the ninth we go, 1-0 Tortugas. center showrunner Phil Benfield on a fact-finding mission. What is Josh Blum's walk-up song, or his intro song, since he's a pitcher, he's not walking up the plate? It's very catchy. The 21-year-old from USC becomes the third Mets pitcher of the night. He'll handle the ninth. The Mets down 1-0. It's going to be Stafura, Moon, and Pineda. In the bottom of the ninth, the Mets will have the top of the order. And if anybody gets on, the dangerous A.J. Ewing. Daytona's led since the fourth inning, 1-0, the narrowest of margins. This pitch is inside. This game pacing for well under 2 hours. Pitcher's been throwing a ton of strikes. 1-0 to Stafura, and he nubs that down the line, but it'll be picked up by the first base coach there. Good save. Spare Enriquez from retrieving. Cota went four innings of scoreless ball, just one hit, one walk, one strikeout. He lowers his season ERA to 0.68. Foul tip for a strike, 1-2. And Irving's been very good pitching behind Dome this season.
When you look up the definition in the dictionary of pitcher's duel, this is the game you see. Of both staffs, excellent so far, especially Nate Dome and Irving Cota, and then for Daytona, just a little bit better.
1-2 pitch is right in there for a strike. We have a challenge by Stafura. And we await the results.
I thought the pitch looked pretty good from up here, and so far challenges have not gone well for either team. Just the one win, which was by the Mets.
It's a strike. Close pitch. Stafura is down looking.
Yeah.
Tortugas are out of their challenges too. So home plate umpire tonight was challenged five times. He was right four times.
Yeah, that pitch was extremely close. Probably one of the closer strike calls that we've had, but it's in there.
Umpire Natanael Rodriguez. Good night for him. First pitch to Moon is popped up right side. Tough time at night. AJ sees it the whole way, makes the catch. One pitch, one out as Moon is retired. Blum trying to become the latest pitcher in this game to just mow through. Dome, Cota, Urdui, and Chuka and Will Cannon have done it. And it's Eastmith Pineda coming up. Pineda has scored the game's lone run. Two-out single in the fourth, extended the inning. And he will take a high slider for strike one. Call that a cutter. This is Blum's fifth game in relief. Seven innings, seven strikeouts, a 3.86 ERA. Swing and a miss on the cutter again. Two. Pineda strikes out on the cutter. A 1-2-3 ninth for Josh Blum with two strikeouts. That sends this game to the bottom of the ninth. Mets down to the last three outs at the top of the order. Batting down 1-0. go in the bottom of the ninth. Mets before dark down to their last three outs. Rodriguez, Houck, and Vargas, top three in the order, will bat, combined 1-for-9. It's been held to 2 hits tonight. It will be Will Cannon, pitched around the Cuevas double in the eighth, and getting that tapper over the mound, handled by Moon. By the way, the walk-up music for the entry music for Josh Blum, Digital Love by Daft Punk from 01. Can't believe I didn't know that. I like Daft Punk. There's a pitch for a strike. Everybody knows their Get Lucky song and One More Time. But I'll take a listen to that on the way home. Rodriguez waits the 0-1. And it's a strike. The Mets would love to send Josh Blum back to the mound for the 10th inning. It's going to take a lot of work, as every pitcher in this game has been just nasty tonight. That strings anything together. 0-2. It's a foul away by Rodriguez. Rodriguez is pretty good at battling. Just an 18-year-old. He's more than willing to go the other way with it. Daytona knows this. They are playing him straight up, protecting that left side. 0-2 from Cannon, and it's a fly ball into left. Going near the line is Leonis, and he's got it. Oh, Daytona was ready. They were playing the left side for the opposite field shot. And that was a well-positioned defense. You saw how close Leonis was to the line to start. Nice play.
Unfortunate for Rodriguez, that one didn't just drift a little bit more to the left to get out of play. It ends up being a foul out.
I'd say most teams don't play it like that. It would be a harmless, just foul ball. So Houck, who's had a tough night at the plate and an excellent night on defense, look to make contact, 0-for-3, 3 strikeouts. Cannon's 0-1, and Houck will take it for a ball. Well, Collins got power. 2 long home runs this year, both at home, both in that prior Tampa series. And Houck has just tied this game. Bye-bye baseball. Way out for Colin Houck. His third of the season. Couldn't come at a better time. It's 1-1 in the ninth.
Wow, that ball was crushed. Colin Houck, he got every stitch of that baseball, 106 miles an hour off the bat, 421 feet, and with one pitch, the Mets have tied this game.
Over the home run, house, aptly named. So, with one swing, instant offense from Colin Houck and Vargas at the plate. First pitch, a ball high. How can the Mets win it here? You got Vargas and Ewing. They're both going to bat. Vargas right now waits the 1-0, and it's the 1-1 count. Vargas gets a piece. Now a breaking ball from Cannon. And Houck was ready. 421, that is a tank. Vargas takes the change up low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Trying to get on for Ewing. Vargas homered the opposite fields on Sunday. Might have had some help from the wind, which there is none tonight. Nubs one off the end of the bat. Foul stays alive. ends 2-2. And Vargas goes to the opposite field, slicing out a play. Cannon's 2-2. And that's inside for a ball. Well, a full count. Vargas representing the winning run, trying to get on base ahead of A.J. Ewing. The payoff from Cannon, and it's soaring out of play left side. Vargas got good wood on it. Win that bat for Marco Vargas following the Colin Houck home run. Getting a look at why he is right now the league leader in batting average and on base. Payoff pitch number 2. And he takes it low for ball 4. And Marco Vargas, as he always does with the walk, immediately steps across the plate with shed his equipment, will head down to first as the winning run.
Yeah, now
he's got with some speed as well, Jake, and we saw last time the Mets had a speedster on, one pitch in, he was gone.
We'll see if the Mets stay aggressive with the way this game has gone. Houck got the one deep ball, and A.J. Ewing, who's been so clutch for the Mets all season long.
Jason Imekas, the first-year pitching coach for Daytona, will head to the mound. Daytona had this thing, you won't say one because it was 1-0, and then one swing can change the game, but the way they were pitching, two outs away from a two-hit shutout, there's one hanging mistake to Colin Houck seemed to have inspired the Mets, and Vargas, that's just a tough act to follow. Great home run by Houck, and having to face Vargas, not an ideal spot. Imekas back to the dugout. Now Ewing, the hero on Saturday night in the 12th inning. As Tampa gave up on his deep fly ball. Could have caught it for a sac fly and let it drop for a hit. Vargas a decent lead, and he'll be checked in immediately, and he is safe. Daytona knows what happened last time. There was a walk. Ewing stole right away on the first pitch. Tie game, one out, bottom 9, winning run on base for St. Lucie. Cannon the pitch, and it's a ground ball, weakly hit out to second. The shuffle is in time. The throw to first, and Ewing is out, and he can't believe it. He just now sees a double play, 4-6-3. Ewing still stunned at the top of your screen. Thought he legged it out. Bryce Bobeldyk, the base umpire, punches him out. Now Ewing will be the free runner for the Mets in the bottom of the 10th. First, we got to go to the top half. Rivera's out for discussion. Looked like he was safe. He would have been the winning run and as the league's leader in stolen bases. Might have been able to find his way to second. But instead, free baseball for the second time in 3 games at Clover Park. not completely dark yet. We have played for 1 hour and 59 minutes tonight, and we are in the 10th inning. We have a lot of fans, hockey fans, of the Panthers and the Lightning that work up here at Clover Park, and they were just loving the pace of this game. And a lot of them wanted to see this one end with the Mets winning in the bottom of the ninth and avoid extra innings because that puck drop is about 20 minutes away. I called it. I said, you people are going to – you're in for extra innings tonight. There's Carter Graham at the plate. Blum will keep pitching. And Pineda is the free runner at second. Well, in a 1-1 game, as this pitch is fouled back, that getting that free run over and in for either team, that might be enough to do it. Now, the Mets are 2-0 in extras this year, and neither of those two games ended in the 10th. They had an 11-inning affair and a 12-inning affair, both won by St. Lucie. 0-1 pitch from Blum. That slider just misses to Graham. One of the reasons we are here in extras is two-out RBI double in the fourth. Daytona's lone run in regulation. Blum the 1-1, and it swung on and missed the high fastball. Now can Blum do what Chandler Marsh did on Saturday night? Just blow away the hitters and keep that free runner at second base from ever moving. Well, the Mets will have A.J. Ewing as their free runner in the 10th. Likely the Mets' fastest player. But the bat won't be in his hands. Up to Gutierrez, Snyder, and Wilhoit. A 1-2 pitch outside. Daytona's warming up a reliever in the bullpen beyond the left field wall, so unlikely to see Will Cannon back out there. Graham 2-for-3 tonight, also had a hit in the second. Blum's 2-2. And it's a fly deep into right field. Henriquez running into foul ground is out of space. High off the netting. Well, this is a brilliant pitched game. Both pitchers who gave up a run, catching a little too much of the plate. Some tight spots. Otherwise, pitching just dominated the evening. Another 2-2 to Graham, and it's a check swap swing foul. Well, I sent Jake Ricker down again to do a potential post-game interview with the Mets. They had won in regulation. Once again, Jake, you have to stomp back up the steps.
Mets are just trying to make sure I get my steps in, that's all.
2-2 coming from Blum to Graham. And he struck him out on the cutter. Catch by Gutierrez. Jake, are you in a stairs or elevator situation when it comes to that?
I have been taking the elevator.
Okay. You're not getting your steps in.
It is. Well, you know, I still got to walk down towards the tunnel.
Oh. All right. I think a little less of you now, Jake.
And then I run a little bit to make sure I get back up here on time.
Okay. How's Sharon in the elevator?
She's doing great.
We have a pitch clock violation or a timeout called here. Oh, we have a pinch hitter. This is Luis Reyes. So, McChrystal, the DH, is out of there. And Reyes now in the game. Oh, and this pitch gets away from Gutierrez, and that is a big one. It will send Pineda down to third base. A wild pitch from Blum, and that is not what the Mets are hoping for. After the strikeout at Graham, you get that strikeout to keep the free runner from moving. And then one pitch later, he's off on a wild one. And with the game as tight and low scoring as it is, that becomes a huge pitch.
And of course, now all you have to do is get that ball into the outfield to score the run.
And that's going to happen here as Ewing will line up this line drive, make the catch. Here comes Pineda to the plate. And it's going to be a run. So a sac fly from Reyes. And how big is that wild pitch? You're looking at two outs. and Daytona needing a hit. One pitch on the slider is enough. In a game like this, Jake, that's so critical. Any little mistake like that can come back to bite, and it just did. So the Mets are going to get the tying run as well at second base. It's like Daytona, but they were hoping that runner would be the winning run. Now it's just the tying run. Leonis at the plate. They're empty now. The bases. The Mets are going to appeal. Worth a shot. And home plate umpire just saw signals. Didn't leave early. And we've had a scoring change. Official scorer Bill saw it again, and he's going to charge Gutierrez with a passed ball. As this broken back ground ball goes out to Houck. The throw is good, and the inning is over. But that costly pass ball helps Daytona scratch across the free runner. Mets once again coming to the plate, down one, trying to keep the game going. New pitcher for the Tortugas, Dominic Scheffler, told no relation to Scotty Scheffler. This Scheffler from Zurich, Switzerland. In to try to close it out for Daytona, has to inherit A.J. Ewing at second base. It will be Gutierrez, Snyder, and Will Hoyt. Got another look at that pass ball on Gutierrez. That is a tough one to swallow. It was a pretty good pitch. Just didn't see it in the mitt. Took his eye off it, but now he's got a chance for redemption. If he can find a way to move over or perhaps drive in Ewing to keep the game going for St. Lucie. And Scheffler will step off. That counts as a disengagement. Gutierrez 0 for 3 tonight. Pitch is dribbled foul, a slow curve. Scheffler, 20 years old. This is game number 4 for him out of the Daytona bullpen. 4.91 ERA and 3 2/3. Of course, the home run for the Mets wins it. So we got here to extras, the Colin Houck homer, trying to make that stand up. And now Scheffler steps off again. That'll be in disengagement number 2 as he summons Duno to the mound.
And that's a big deal because it's going to give A.J. the chance to get a little bit of bigger leadoff than he normally would at second base. And he's already got great speed, so any hit into the outfield should be able to score him.
A.J. stole his 11th base of the season back in the seventh with two outs. Mets couldn't get him in. Gutierrez takes it high. Scheffler's coming in there and soft tossing. That fastball is 87 miles an hour. First lefty of the night. Time called by Gutierrez. Ball and a strike. That one stays high. The slider. Scheffler trying to shake out that left arm. Two balls and a strike. Fastball in there, 89. Leaving it up. Two balls and two strikes. Snyder on deck. Will Hoyt after that.
Well, for Gutierrez right now, the goal is just to move over Ewing. That is the most important thing.
2-2 pitch, and Gutierrez will take it low.
And I wonder how aggressive Scheffler will be here. And considering you do have first base open, it does put a potential double play in order as well.
The payoff pitch, and it's fouled straight back. Pretty good pitch to swing at. Gutierrez gets enough to stay alive.
No question, he went for it. That was a fastball near middle. Challenged Gutierrez and just able to get a piece of it.
So another payoff pitch, the seventh of the at-bat. Gutierrez will take it for ball four and tell the dugout to get going, get up, as that ball squirts away from Duno, and Ewing didn't go down to third. That pitch, by the way, over half a ball in the strike zone, but Daytona out of challenges. So fortunate for Daytona that Ewing didn't advance, and unfortunate for the Tortugas that they didn't have a challenge in their back pocket. And you saw Gutierrez look at the dugout saying to get up. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of energy really for either side right now in a game that was right there for the taking either way. And I can't say we're exactly deep into the night and tired.
No.
The game only 2 hours, 12 minutes old. And another mound visit by Imicus, the pitching coach. But you're right, Jake. First base was open. My guess was that you want to make a good pitch there, and he didn't get the call because there was two strikes. You want to make a good pitch and just put the winning run on base, but it does set up a double play if you can get one. And if you're the Mets, looks like Gutierrez is going to stay in and run for himself. If you have Perozzo on the bench, that would not be the fastest guy to sub in, but a winning run is on base, and Gutierrez, and Snyder's going to square to bunt. He showed it, and then quickly, Daytona scampered in. We'll see if that holds up. Now the wheel play is on, the bunt is shown, and the strike is taken. So they got a lot of moving pieces here, as you have the shortstops defer scrambling over to third base. Potential hard ground ball to Sanchez, the third baseman. He can throw it to third base and get the lead runner. Very carefully for Snyder. They're going to do it again, and Snyder will swing away. And it's nothing in two, so you can imagine the bunt plays off now. Snyder 0 for 3, two strikeouts. Scheffler's 0-2, and Snyder takes the bouncer. It gets away. Duno scrambling up the line will not throw it. And the Mets have the tying run at third and the winning run at second and nobody out. This one a wild pitch. A horrible time for Scheffler. He's ahead nothing and two and just spikes one. Now the Mets with a hit could win the game. discussion here as we are going to get that pinch runner for Gutierrez now that he is in scoring position. Willie Fañez into the game. That's had Fañez, Simone Juan, Perozo on the bench tonight. So Fañez at second as the winning run. Snyder looking for a hit to end it. Daytona's outfield has now moved up. Potential ball into the outfield for a play at the plate. Scheffler's 1-2, and Snyder's going to take it high. Mets found themselves in a familiar position in the ninth inning on Saturday. Couldn't quite come through. What about here in the 10th on Tuesday? 2-2 pitch. Snyder grounds it foul. And we'll pause while that ball is corralled by Leonis, the left fielder. Gives everybody a chance to pause. So you had Daytona scoring the go-ahead run in the 10th on the sack fly right after Gutierrez had a pass ball. And Gutierrez drew a key walk moments ago. And then the wild pitch has set the Mets up. Second and third, no outs. Scheffler's 2-2, and Snyder swings and misses. Big strikeout. And it cannot get the tying run to the plate, and now it gets tighter. And it's Trace Wilhoit having a really tough time. Last game, 0 for 5, 5 strikeouts. Tonight, 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts. If there is ever a time to snap that streak, it's now. But he's not going to get the chance. He will be intentionally walked. This sets up the double play ball or a force at any base, namely home. And Cuevas is going to come to the plate. He's had the best swings tonight. Fly out, line out, double. And it's a lefty-lefty matchup. That factors into it. And he takes a ball high. Well, Daytona's going to try to win the game here with the infield back up the middle. Trying to get a double play to end it. Cuevas nearly gets hit. Ball two. The other danger in loading the bases is there's nowhere to put him. Scheffler going behind. Now Cuevas hoping to get a good pitch to hit. The 2-0, and he fouled it away. And he went right after. That's a pretty good pitch by Scheffler. That was below the zone. Base is loaded for the Mets. One out. Down a run in the 10th inning. A foul tip for strike two. Cuevas out ahead of it. Now the inning starts to tilt. Pressure mounts on the Mets. Two balls, two strikes. Scheffler trying to dig deep. The 2-2. Cuevas stays alive as he gets a piece of the fastball. Scheffler's hardest pitch of the night at 93. Trying to sneak one by at the top of the zone. What drama here in game one of this six-game series. The 2-2. It's outside. Good take. And now pressure pitch for Scheffler. Tying run 90 feet away. Not want to issue the walk. Pitch of the night is about to be delivered. Here it comes. Cuevas stays alive. A hit could win the game. A sack fly could tie the game. A walk could tie the game and put the winning run at third base. The 3-2 again. He walked him. Cuevas draws the free pass. Ewing will score to tie this game at 2. And now the winning run is 90 feet away with one out. And Willy Fañez. And the batter is Jonathan Henriquez. So the intentional walk comes back to hurt. There have been 3 walks in the inning. The infield's coming in. Here is Henriquez. First pitch to him. Henriquez fouls it straight back. A chance to win it right now for the Mets. Scheffler trying to recover after the walk. The 0-1. Henriquez foul tip strike 2. A couple of challenge fastballs. The 0-2, Henriquez takes it for a ball. Nice catch by Duno. A wild one ends it as well. Henriquez today, a strikeout, 2 groundouts, looking for something in the air to finish the deal. Jonathan Henriquez hits one foul down the third baseline. So close, Fañez jumping, had the crowd rising. Was a clear foul. And the count stays 1-2. Scheffler set. The 1-2. Henriquez fouls it off the other way. Boy, between Cuevas and Henriquez, they are battling up there. The 1-2, Henriquez way out ahead of the curveball, strikes out. Clutch pitch from Scheffler as Henriquez can't put one in play to end it. And now it's up to Rodriguez, a lefty. Defense backing up. A hit to win it. First pitch missed away. A walk to win it, a wild pitch, a hit by pitch, a pass ball. All would do. Ball 2. Outside, inside. Rodriguez knows he's got to get a strike. Very good eye on those first 2 pitches. Three and oh. Duno can't believe it. And now the Mets a ball away. And the pitch was low by a full ball. One more misfire. And it's a Mets win. Pressure is all on Scheffler now. The 3-0. Here it comes. Ball 4 and the Mets win. Jeremy Rodriguez shows patience, takes a 4-pitch walk, Fañez scores, and the Mets beat the Tortugas 3-2. The Mets had not scored a run until one out in the 9th when Colin Houck broke up a 2-hit shutout with a home run. And then the walks in the bottom of the 10th. Great walk by Cuevas to tie it. And then Rodriguez being patient. 9th youngest player in single A. Took all 4 of those pitches to force in the winning run. And the Mets improved to 3-0 in extra innings in 2025. a 10-inning win tonight. They've also had an 11-inning and a 12-inning win. That's now a three-game winning streak for St. Lucie, the longest of the season. They improved to 9-7 on the season. They'll stay at worst one game back, potentially tying Palm Beach tonight. Daytona, tough one to take. They were so close to a 1-0 shutout win. Colin Houck had other ideas. Tortugas dropped to 8-8. Winning pitcher, Josh Blum. Losing pitcher is Dominic Scheffler. It was 1-1 entering the 10th. Daytona scored on a sac fly. Mets score on a couple of walks. Some clutch play for the St. Lucie Mets this season. And it looks like we have Jake Ricker standing by with Colin Houck, who hit the game-tying home run in the bottom of the ninth. Colin Houck becomes the first one of the season to wise up. He sensed it coming. He's got a sense of the moment, doesn't he? Avoids the ice bath and also had the sense of the moment to get the Mets on the board. The one run in the nine innings they needed to keep this game alive. This might be the win of the season for the Mets. Down 1-0, getting a two-hit shutout thrown against them, and they find a way to win the game, their third straight. And we'll take a break, come back, and wrap it all up with the postgame show. As we return to Clover Park, something special happening with this St. Lucie Mets team. As they improve to 3-0 in extra innings, they have the clutch gene early on this season. See the fans who stuck around, waiting some autographs. Game only took 2 hours and 23 minutes, so most of the fans stayed. It was a competitive game. This was a fun one tonight, and these two teams appeared to be pretty evenly matched, the Mets and Tortugas, so expect a fun series. We can roll through the highlights now if we have them. As Marco Vargas, the league's top hitter, this is one of the two Mets hits through the first eight innings. After this, Daytona would retire 18 straight batters. And then Daytona on the board with this Carter Graham two-out RBI double in the fourth against Nate Dome. And Dome would give up four hits and one run, zero walks, and seven strikeouts. Mets defense made a lot of plays. Colin Houck, nice charging effort to retire Leonis. As Daytona tried to bunt their way on a few times. Irving Cota pitch really well. Colin making a line drive stab at 110 miles an hour, doubles off the runner there. Tough out there for Duno. And then Cuevas with the Mets not doing much at the plate. This didn't result in any runs, but it kind of showed them they can do it. A two-out double. Mets first extra base hit. And here it was. You saw the reaction from the catcher. Duno could not believe it. Hanging breaking ball, and Hauk did not miss. Home run tying the game, spoiling what Daytona's hoping to be a 1-0 win. One pitch after a pass ball, sack fly for Daytona in the top of the 10th inning to break the tie, but the Mets undeterred. Cuevas with the walk and a 3-2 pitch, and then Scheffler after the big strikeout. Rodriguez fired up and no interest in that 3-0 pitch. And, man, Rodriguez, I think they had to remind him, hey, you got to go to first base. You got to go. So he does go to first base. And what a moment for the 18-year-old Jeremy Rodriguez. I mean, all the pressure after the prior strikeout with Henriquez. Game on the line, bases loaded. The couple of pitches there to start the at-bat he took, they were very close. Third one, not as close in that fourth one. I think at that point, you got so much pressure building up on Scheffler, knowing he's going to have to basically throw three straight strikes. And Rodriguez was definitely not going to swing at the first one, even if it was 80 miles an hour right down the middle. So, big win for the Mets, as they kind of got that clutch gene going right now. 3-0 in extra innings, finding ways to win. They're now riding a three-game win streak for the first time this season. Two games above 500 for the first time since 2022. And as we check the out-of-town scoreboard and see what Palm Beach and Jupiter are doing, Palm Beach up 4-2 in the top of the eighth, so it looks like that the Mets might still be one game out of first place. But, Jake, if they keep playing like this, finding ways to have clutch at-bats, pitching strong, this is a team that if the Mets decide to keep it together and not break it up and disband it too soon, it looks like it's a contending team in the first half.
There's no question. They've played great baseball on both sides. Both sides haven't worked together perfectly all the time, kind of like we saw in this game. But, hey, they made their adjustments, as Hauk said. He got the clutch home run in the ninth to get it into extras, and then they pulled off in the end with the win. So I've loved what I've seen from the St. Louis Mets early, and if they can continue this, there's no question they have a shot at contending.
Yeah, started the season 1-3, did some things in those first four games that reminded you of the last two seasons, but 8-4 since, and doing a lot of things that remind us of the 2022 team. So that's the one that they would like to follow, which won the championship and had a great first half. Well, what a series we're going to have in store for you. I think these two teams look pretty evenly matched. It's going to be a fun 30 games between these two teams this season. Might be tough to top a 3-2 extra inning win in game one, but we'll see where it goes from here. Tomorrow our first pitch is at 1:10. It'll be game two of this six-game set. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover Park. Mets 3, Tortugas 2 in extra innings. For Jake Ricker and I, our entire crew, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. We hope all of you out there watching a pleasant remainder of your evening.